With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. As birds migrate north, there's growing concern of the diseases they may be carrying. The current bird flu virus has been circulating since 2021. It hit wild birds and some other wildlife like foxes hard in 2022 in Wisconsin. For the last year, it's been killing poultry and has spread to cattle and humans. In the last couple of months, it's once again been showing up in the wild bird populations in the state. The Wisconsin DNR says there have been positive tests for the HPAI virus in dead flocks of mergansers, swans, and geese. It's also suspected in a flock of about 70 sandhill cranes in Adams County that were found dead last month. This is DNR Wildlife Health Section Supervisor Jasmine Batten giving an update to the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board last week.
This outbreak of the virus has been a bit unprecedented in terms of what has been seen with avian influenza, specifically high path AI, in the past. In the longevity that our wild birds have been able to transmit this disease, you know, we're going on over 3 years now, but also the wide range of wild species that have been impacted by this virus to date, worldwide, over 165 bird species have been impacted.
Batten says the way this virus has been going makes it harder to predict how bad it will get this spring in Wisconsin. She says it seems likely we will see more deaths this spring, though so far it hasn't been as bad as 2022.
It's really hard to predict at this point where the disease is going, but we know the virus is out there, so we are likely to continue to see some mortality through the spring season, and hopefully by summer that will follow the trend of declining.
The DNR asked people to report sick and dead wild birds to the agency. You should avoid contact with them. Environmental groups across Michigan are pushing back after the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers confirmed it will fast-track Enbridge's Line 5 tunnel project without conducting a full environmental review. Crystal Blair reports.
Line 5 is a 645-mile pipeline that transports crude oil and natural gas liquids beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Speeding up the project is in response to President Donald Trump's declaration of a national energy emergency. Ashley Rosinski with the Groundwork Center for Resilient Communities says fast-tracking Line 5 without a thorough review violates at least two state laws and raises concerns about potential oil spills and threats to treaty rights.
We have also seen many of our partners in this work and allies, the six tribal nations here in Michigan, pull out of continued negotiations with the Army Corps. In my estimation, that is because this process has become a sham.
Enbridge responded in a statement saying, in part, Line 5 is a critical energy infrastructure and it's safe. It went on to say, Michigan approved environmental permits and tunnel placement, but after nearly 5 years, the project still awaits a U.S. Army Corps decision on its environmental impact. Critics of the Line 5 tunnel are urging Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Michigan Department of Environmental, Great Lakes and Energy, or EGLE, to deny the necessary permits. And Rosinski warns the project may also become a burden on taxpayers.
Enbridge has petitioned the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to be able to pass the tunnel construction costs on to their shippers, who ultimately can pass that on to consumers. So that means everyday folks we'll have to pay more for these products.
Enbridge has consistently stated it will bear the full financial responsibility for the construction, operation, and maintenance of the Line 5 tunnel, and that taxpayers will not be required to fund any part of the project. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
An elaborate scam is targeting residents in Stevens Point. Lieutenant Joe Johnson with the police department says at least one local business received what appeared to be an itemized invoice from the city's planning department.
Luckily, in this case, the business owners came forward to the city, to the zoning department, planning and zoning, and said, hey, evidently we owe you this money. And they came in person, and that's how they identified it as a scam.
Johnson says it's good practice to ask questions before turning over large sums of money.
You should be asking questions. Try to not be naive to the fact that you got this bill, and don't just assume, well, I must owe money. You know, be your own detective and look into things a little bit.
Johnson says the invoice appeared very convincing, but one detail stood out, a request for payment via wire transfer.
If you're paying lump sums of money like this, a wire transfer, as far as I know, is never a form of payment that the city would accept, especially from a local business. You know, come and pay it in person.
Johnson says anyone who has received a similar invoice should contact City Hall. He also suggests telling your friends and family to keep them on their toes to the ever-evolving world of scams. A Weston woman will serve 6 years in federal prison for trafficking pounds of methamphetamine in early 2024. Investigators found that Mercedes Perkins handled more than 16 pounds of the drug between February and April, including a handful of controlled purchases conducted by the Central Wisconsin Narcotics Task Force. A raid on her home turned up more than 300 grams of the drug, plus $2,000 in cash, drug ledgers, and other drug trafficking items. She was later identified as the leader of a four-person distribution ring. Her three co-defendants are due to be sentenced in U.S. District Court in the coming weeks. A Wisconsin Elections Commission discussion of uncounted ballots in Madison devolved into a shouting match, with the Democratic chair threatening to kick a Republican commissioner out of the meeting. The commission launched an investigation in January after learning that Madison City Clerk Maribeth Wetzel Bell failed to count almost 200 absentee ballots in November. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs said Thursday that depositions continue. Commissioner Bob Spindell tried to give a speech about how the commission should pay more attention to problems with Milwaukee elections, but Jacobs started shouting over him that Milwaukee elections were not on the agenda. She did allow him to remain in the meeting. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.